We're talking now with Danielle Beck from the D.C. office, National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Danielle, let's talk a little bit about one issue that you've been following very closely for really a good bit of a year or so now, and that is plant-based protein, cell-based meat. NCBA has kind of helped coin the term fake meat.
Yeah, if you can believe it or not, Ron, it's been two full years. At 2018 was the first year that we passed fake meat products, addressing those products as a policy priority. And it's been really exciting to see the progress we've made in that two-year time period. We spent 2018 focused on lab-grown products, the regulatory framework that will oversee them if and when they do enter the market. 2019, we looked at the plant-based products. We shifted our focus. I'm not sure if you've heard about this, but apparently 2020, they're predicting it will be the year of the vegan, not if NCBA has anything to do about it. And so we saw two really great pieces of legislation introduced in the House and the Senate called the Real Meat Act. It's the Real Marketing Edible Artificials Truthfully Act. It would codify a definition of beef, reiterate that these products that are plant-based fake meat products need to have the word imitation on the front of the package and a disclaimer clarifying there is no meat in the products. And then it would allow USDA to step in and take enforcement action if, you know, FDA fails to do their job. Right. We've also been, you know, gathering data and trying to get ourselves well equipped to go to FDA with some enforcement request letters.
So tell me, you just released here at the convention some information about what you've found out from consumers. You've done some consumer studies. What have we learned?
Yeah, you know, it's important to know your enemy. We wanted to know how consumers view plant-based products, both from an ingredient standpoint and also from some various attributes, benefits, purported benefits of the products. And so when asked about terms like plant-based beef, 55% of respondents did not understand that that was a vegan or vegetarian product. And this survey, which was conducted online, it was a quantitative survey, reached out to over 1,800 consumers, which is, you know, twice the national survey size, really. The fact that more than half didn't understand plant-based beef had no real meat or animal product in it, it's a little concerning. We also asked consumers to rank various attributes from plant-based and beef when it came to is a great source of protein and fits my budget. Beef won out. Consumers know that the protein in beef is really it's a protein-dense food, and it's affordable. When it came to is healthy, is natural, is low in sodium, is less processed, plant-based products were ranked higher than beef. That was pretty concerning. 44% of respondents thought that plant-based products were lower in sodium, when the reality is that these plant-based fake meat products are anywhere between 200 to 600% higher in sodium. There's 75 milligrams of sodium in a 4-ounce raw serving of ground beef, regardless of what fat content you're looking at. There is anywhere from 270 milligrams, which is in Beyond, to 600 milligrams in Light Life in the same exact serving size. That's a lot of sodium.
Right. So, you know, end of the day, as you've got this information, how does that shape the response or the message coming in the days ahead from the meat industry?
If you look at the Federal Meat Inspection Act, the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, the misbranding provisions are almost identical, and that was done very intentionally by Congress. Food producers do not have the right to mislead consumers. They do not have the right to put marketing over labeling integrity. And when you look at these new fake meat plant-based products out there, they are putting marketing before truth and transparency and labeling. We are going to be fighting hard to ensure that these products are brought into compliance with the law. We've got our legislation introduced in the House and the Senate. We're going to be working behind the scenes through regulatory channels. Being well equipped with data is only going to help our case, but we're also calling on our producers to weigh in as well.
Now, obviously, food services is one side of the equation. The restaurants, particularly some of the quick serves, fast food restaurants, are really big on their impossible burgers and some of these type of things. How do you can you step in and get some truth in labeling there as well?
Yeah, you know, we're never going to be able to tell anybody how to run their business, unfortunately. a lot of these companies or food service establishments that are now offering these plant-based products, they've always had a vegan or vegetarian option on the menu. They've just changed what they're offering. If you've got a family of four, your teenage daughter decided to be vegan on a whim, they can still continue going to these restaurants, and the rest of the family is going to be making a choice between two proteins, beef or chicken. And as long as they're choosing beef, we're fine with that.
At this point, you said one thing as you talked about the cell-based product that we obviously were looking at back in primarily 2018 as much as anything. You said if and when. How far down the road are you hearing some of these cell-based ideas and concepts are coming?
Yeah, Ron, it depends on who you talk to. If you talk to the purveyors of those products, they would have you believe that they're ready to come to the market yesterday, maybe a year ago, or they're imminently nearing. But to my knowledge, we have yet to hear of any commercial size, industrial scale food processing facility, food manufacturing facility. I think they're very much in the R&D stages. And before they can enter the market, there's a lot of work that needs to be done on the food safety pre-harvest side of things. But both FDA and USDA really intend to ensure the safety, the quality of these products before they ever enter the market. And until they're made available for sampling, which has yet to be done, there's still a lot of heavy lifting, I believe.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.